Swamcast has board game reviews for you. Yeah, we got the good, bad, and other stuff to tell you. So listen up to our board game review. Hoo-hoo's, you'll really like it, or I'll make you eat your shoe. Hoo-hoo's.
Arcadia Quest by Cool Mini or Not and Spaghetti Western Games for 2 to 4 players, ages 14 and up, and with a playtime of about 60 minutes.
In Arcadia Quest, players build their guilds with 3 heroes from a roster of 12, each of whom have their own unique abilities. As they progress through the branching campaign and free the districts of Arcadia from the occupying monsters, the heroes earn new weapons, abilities, and magical items. Players use this loot in combination with their special abilities to become the most powerful guild in Arcadia. Let nothing stop you. Arcadia Quest's unique PvPvE gameplay allows you to target monsters and fellow players alike. At times, you'll team up to defeat the most fearsome of monsters' foes, only to turn on your previous allies later in the quest for the best. Recruit unique heroes, earn powerful loot, and build unstoppable combinations that decimate monsters. Dominate the other guilds with no game master required.
So what's some good stuff we can say about this game?
The packaging is really nice. The miniatures themselves are of a good quality. The boards themselves and the cards are all good quality. It plays within its time frame that it actually lists. I know a lot of the bigger board games with miniatures and things like that don't, usually.
It looks a lot more complicated than it actually is. It's really easy to pick up.
Yeah. It is. I was kind of, when I first opened the box, I was a little, I don't want to say intimidated, but it was one of those, it's like, all these chits, all these cards, all these figures. Let's see what all these rules are then. And it's actually pretty simple. Line of sight is if you can draw from center to center without a wall or two people obstructing you, you can see it. There's no range limits. There's... You do one action, you get to do one of two things on your own turn. You either activate a hero, which includes the movement of 3 and an attack, or you rest your guild to resurrect and refresh your abilities. Those are your choices, more or less. And then the monsters basically react to you. I think that maybe was the most confusing part because there's 2 different actions that the monsters can do.
Yep.
Yeah. So what's something bad that we can say about Arcadia Quest?
This is a personal preference. I do not care for PvP. I prefer cooperative games or games that are against one, you know, like Super Dungeon Explorer or The Others or Zombicide, where you're against either the board or you're against one person controlling the monsters.
Right.
I prefer that kind of game. Like I said, that's not necessarily bad, but that's one of the reasons I held off.
Okay.
Yeah, the game does require you to...
Yes.
Attack and kill the other players if you want to win.
At least one other person. Yep. At least once. It looks like all the scenarios that they produce in the campaign book. In a 3 or 4 player game, you have to complete 3 objectives. There's usually 6 listed. 2 PvE, which is player versus environment, or 2, and then 4 PvP, which is player versus player. And they are all kill players of color, blue, yellow, or blue, gold, red, and green.
The art style is also not...
The art style's a little off to me.
Yeah. Lots of big heads, huge eyes,
but
no
not
necks.
Chibi.
Yeah.
But it's not chibi. It's not like super deformed or anything like that. It's just the scale's off.
It does seem like the heads to me are... obnoxiously large.
It's like they went in between Super Dungeon Explorer and Descent, because Super Dungeon Explorer is chibi. They're all about the same size as these things. Mm-hmm. And Descents are super realistic for fantasy stuff. So it's normal human heads and sizes.
So it's like they put a Super Dungeon Explorer figure head on a Descent figure body.
Yeah, but they're not quite.
Which is like just like about a centimeter
off.
2 away from being like a bobblehead.
The monsters don't look bad that way, but the humanoid figures, like I'm talking like the orcs and the goblins don't look terrible that way, but the humanoids, like the heroes
now,
and whatnot,
to
look
me,
funny.
Yeah, to me, it was only the humanoids that had the big open mouths that just ruined the thing for me. Which is most of the male characters.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the monsters I thought were great. Anything else bad about that we want to say about Arcadia Quest? It does suffer from the typical initial setup thing, like you were talking about.
Right, you have to punch everything out.
Right, make sure you got enough Ziploc bags and things like that. You'll probably want to sleeve cards if this is your game and you're gonna play it anytime soon. That being said, there's three different sizes of cards.
Yeah.
Thank you, Cool Mini or not.
So one of the other things, and this can be said about any of these styles of games, it's four different sizes because you have the mat board too.
You don't sleep the mat.
But this can be said, the mat can be said about any of these other games like Super Dungeon Explorer, Zombicide, the others. They have a lot of expansion boxes and things like that. That this is the base game. Yes, you can play the base game just fine, and they provide you lots of information and lots of different campaigns and whatnot. But if you're a completionist, or if you want to paint the minis, or any of that, there are additional boxes of heroes, there's additional add-ons. Descent even did this, you know, they have expansion boxes. So this base game is like an $80, $90 base game, and then every other portion of it is $30 a piece. So it's an investment, just like any of the others like this.
Right, and that's a standard trend we're seeing now with these types of games. Especially from Cool Mini or Not.
Right. So it's not necessarily a bad thing, it just is a thing.
It's a thing. Is there anything other that we want to say about Arcadia Quest by our good friends at Cool Mini or Not?
I do, actually. On the back of the box, in red letters at the bottom, it says, "This product is not a toy, not intended for use of persons 13 years of age or younger."
That being said, if I was 13 or ages or younger, I would probably be using these as toys or such in my... I would have probably been using them with Dungeons and Dragons and such.
Yes. Yeah. I just found that funny.
Because they are the appropriate scale.
Yes. Even though they're weird, misshapen type, you know.
Right.
I just wonder why they put that on there. Because I, again, don't think 12 and 13-year-olds are going to be swallowing the figures.
Well,
or anything.
It just tells me that when they playtested it, they playtested it with a bunch of 12-year-olds who kept swallowing the miniatures.
No, the little chit tokens you could choke on if you swallowed them or put them in your mouth.
But why would you do that?
And the dice.
If you're an adult.
I mean, look at that miniature right there. That hair, it's all sharp and pointy and pokey. That would hurt. That would hurt going down and coming back up.
Yep.
All right. So again, we were talking about Arcadia Quest by Cool Mini or Not and Spaghetti Western Games. I'm a little disappointed there was actually no Spaghetti Western type stuff in this game. But whatever. So Arcadia Quest. You can check this game out from the Scarab Game Library.
Yay!
It was a board game reviews from the Slimcast. If you don't like it, then come over and kick your...
Tail! Tail! Toast meant to say tail. Toast. Ooh. Why do you do that?
Oh, yeah.